You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Time for our weekly check-in with Michigan Radio sports commentator John Eubank. And we have some great, great weather in store for this coming weekend. And starting Thursday, it might feel like baseball weather, but it is time for a new season of college football. So, John, shall we start with Michigan?
Why not?
All right, versus Hawaii on Saturday. And now we're hearing that Jim Harbaugh has announced his pick for quarterback and told the player, but everybody else can go whistle till game time on Saturday. Are you surprised at this strategy?
I'm not at all surprised. I'd be surprised were it otherwise. The whistle line is nice. It's a bit of classic Harbaugh right there.
That's right.
We do know that it's down to Wilton Spate, who was the backup last year, and, of course, John O'Korn, who's a redshirt transfer from Houston, who I heard all last year was probably better than even Rudock, who was the starter, but of course he couldn't start O'Korn based on the red shirt. Now I think it's basically a toss-up, and I think very close, and it might be Wilton Spate.
Okay.
I don't know is the answer. The basic boil-down is this. O'Korn probably has a higher top end, that great potential, but Wilton might be the safer pick. And on a team that has a lot going for it right now, maybe that's the way to go.
Well,
so
it's nice to
we'll
have the
find
problem.
Out.
Everybody finds out together.
It's a new problem for Michigan to have. We know that.
Over to Michigan State versus Furman on Friday, and we see Tyler O'Connor named a Spartan quarterback. We saw him step in, I remember, last season against Ohio State when Connor Cook was hurt.
One of the greatest Michigan State victories in the regular season of all time. They had no business winning that game with Connor Cook, their star quarterback, out of the game. Raining down there and so on, undefeated Ohio State, headed for the playoffs, it looked like, and those guys went in there and did the job. So Tyler O'Connor, I think, will be a solid pick, not a flashy pick, but good enough, like perhaps Wilton Spate, to not get you in trouble.
Western Michigan is going to be at Northwestern, starting the Broncos season on Saturday. And, of course, we know the season starting on an unfortunate note with freshman Ron George and Bryson White being kicked off the team after being arrested in a home invasion case. That's got to be a tough challenge for Coach Fleck to get everybody settled down.
It is, no doubt. And yet what I've noticed with big-time coaches, and P.J. Fleck almost is one. He is going to be going somewhere probably sooner than later. Lou Holtz, the old Notre Dame coach, was famous for sending home one of his stars within a game or a night or two of the actual bowl game. And that always inspired his team. So don't be 5 minutes late at Notre Dame for the curfew. This is more serious than that,
yes,
obviously. This
course.
Is a felony. But my strong hunch is the team will, in fact, rally.
And, in fact, we know on a happier note, this team's coming off one of its best years ever.
They went from 1-11 to 8-5 and 8-5 under P.J. Fleck, which is why, again, I think he will not be there very long.
And they actually got their first bowl game win.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, we can't forget the Chips, Central Michigan hosting the Presbyterian Blue Hose on Thursday, which is, to me, just an absolutely awesome team name. And there's a lot of buzz on campus about quarterback Cooper Rush.
That is correct. They've got about two dozen players in the NFL right now. CMU is cranking them out. In the same way, we'll get to Eastern Michigan shortly,
yeah.
That Butch Jones, former coach, is now at Tennessee, and they're a top team again. You've got Brian Kelly at CMU. Now he's the Notre Dame head coach. Of course, before that is Herb Duramity, who's a legend. Mm. Max, all-time winningest coach. CMU has got a great formula there, and they do put players in the NFL. This guy could be the next one.
Eastern Michigan will be hosting Mississippi Valley State on Friday, and there were so many questions earlier this year about whether EMU should drop its football program or switch conferences. So. And the heads of the school came out and said no to both.
That's correct. I was one of those voices.
Okay,
saying
why?
That I think very simple. You're spending $34 million per year on athletics. About 30 of that goes towards football. Nobody cares about it. They got the worst attendance in Division I. The students want it gone. The alumni want it gone. And it's costing money. And 10% of the $10,000 in annual tuition that you pay at EMU goes to athletics, whether you like it or not, whereas almost nothing from Michigan from tuition goes anywhere down the hill. So you are paying for this 10% a year, and you don't even want it. That, to me, is crazy.
So it should go.
It should go. And look, right now they're 3-21. I mentioned earlier how yeah. CMU is the cradle of coaches. Sad to say, EMU is the graveyard of coaches. They never win there, and they've had one winning season in the last 20-some years in 1995. They've won one league title in 43 years. Pull the plug.
And we can't let you go without getting your thoughts about 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick and his anthem protest. He says he will continue to sit during the national anthem to protest the way blacks are treated in America, no matter the cost to him as an NFL player.
Obviously, very controversial. He knew that going in. I'm sure he did. To me, it's a bit analogous, a miniature version of Muhammad Ali not being drafted to Vietnam and mm-hmm. taking the punishment, which was jail time, during the height of his career. This is going to cost Kaepernick millions of dollars in endorsements. It will be an endless distraction for him. I've got pros and cons on it from a team point of view, obviously, but you can't say he's not committed. You can't say he's being selfish because it's not for him. It's for others. So, again, very controversial. But, look, this is America, and that's why we have the flag and all this good stuff, because we have the freedom of speech, and he's exercising that, as are those who don't like what he's doing.
Oh, social media is busy with it, isn't it?
They are very busy, and that's also First Amendment, by the way.
So that's true.
From my point of view, that thing kind of works, and the marketplace of ideas tends to settle these things pretty quickly.
Michigan Radio sports commentator John Eubank. As always, thanks, John.
Thank you.